Top Chat with Norman Selvey about Awestruck.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Norman, for giving time this afternoon. And just to let everyone know, we've just met each other next to St. Peter's. Norman was hoping to stop a chat to a cardinal, and I was trying to give out Divine Mercy prayer cards, so it seemed very providential. And we're now down a side street on the way to the Church of Santo Spirito, where the Divine Mercy and John Paul II have a very special place. So apologies for any background traffic. This is the best we could come up with. But Norman, the reason you're here is because you've been working on a new Catholic website called Awestruck. And because I don't know much more than that, would you give us a bit of background?
Sure, well, I'll give you as much background as you want. So Awestruck is really in its infancy. It's been going for 11 months. And the idea is just really to create a hub where Catholics can meet. I know there's been, you know, various attempts at doing something like this in the past, but we're trying to do this in a different way. And we think we've got an idea that's going to work. Time will tell. So I think the idea is just to get the word out there at this point so that Catholics can hear about the site. And we're particularly interested in those Catholics that are active in the areas of evangelization through blogs, through YouTube pages, through Pinterest pages, if they've got Twitter accounts. You know, Catholics that are using the internet to evangelize, to get the message out there about the new evangelization. So those are primarily the types of communicators we're interested in. And then we're interested in, you know, the average Joe blog that, you know, is out there. Any Catholic, they don't have to necessarily have a strong faith conviction. You know, if they could just create an account. And our job now, over the next month or two, is to create an activity wall that shows you, as you put it yourself, actually, the pulse of the Catholic Church. We'd like to try and create a virtual expression of the pulse of the Catholic Church.
Hang on, I just think I've just been given credit for something I didn't say. That's a really good expression, but it wasn't me that used it.
Okay.
But you, I don't know if people have picked up, but there's a lilt in Norman's accent, and he's from South Africa. And to have suddenly come, maybe just because he might not mention it himself, this initiative is another one of these crazy inspired Catholic initiatives where someone's doing it out of great love of their faith, because there's no lolly involved in it, certainly not at this stage. And so
none that I know of. It would be nice, yeah. But yeah.
So this has been impelled and driven, I think, through it sounds to me like the Holy Spirit is involved in this, and a great desire to give witness to the beauty of our faith.
Sure.
So when it started 10 months ago, what had come before that, that
well,
you don't just have something like this out of nowhere?
Okay, so it actually goes back, I suppose, in my own life, about 18 years when I reverted back to the Catholic faith. At that stage, I started this production company called Metanoia Media because, I used it as an expression of my own reversion. This metanoia that I went through, I was very interested in trying to get the message out there about stories of conversion. I started this 18 years ago and started recording all sorts of testimonies of people that had come back to the Catholic faith. Started doing a lot of collaborative work with production companies around the world. CRTN, EWTN, companies like that, who are doing this in a much bigger space. I was doing this in South Africa, which is a country where there are only 7% of the population are Catholics. And of that 7%, a small fraction go to Mass. So we don't have any Catholic programming on radio, on television. There's a lot of frustration amongst Catholics in South Africa for discovering Catholic content. So I think out of that frustration, I was doing these videos, and we wanted a platform that was going to cut across the need for finding the national broadcaster or finding someone to broadcast this material. Of course, there were Catholic TV stations that were open to it around the world, but we wanted to reach the average Catholic who just had access to the internet. The internet 18 years ago was a very different place to what it is today. It was really much in its infancy, and Catholics weren't really exploiting that opportunity. Now we have, you know, fast download speeds, we have internet everywhere. There's a huge potential now for Catholics to exploit this opportunity and come together in a new way to get the Catholic message out. And I don't think Catholics even realize, you know, what a grace this moment is in history. thinking of, you know, the evangelists. I mean, today St. Luke, for example, and St. Paul. Just imagine if they had had that opportunity to get a message out to people so easily. They would have really grabbed onto that opportunity. So I think what we're doing now is trying now to aggregate all of these Catholic bloggers and communicators out there who share that frustration of they put a lot of effort and time into producing either a podcast or a blog, but it's not necessarily getting to the audience that they want to get it to. So the idea is to create one big wall that has all of this vibrant Catholic content just streaming constantly, and it just feeds from there, because you can do that thanks to RSS technology, which we've incorporated into the site. So this is a new thing. It hasn't really been attempted before, and the frustration is now trying to communicate this to as many people as possible, and trying to, you know, put it in simple, plain terms and get people to the site.
Well, I can't promise you much here on Totus Tuus, because I don't know what the numbers are, and I wouldn't like to brag about something that isn't real, and probably shouldn't be bragging about it. But I hope that if there's those who are out there, take a look. The RSS feeds on the that you were talking about, is that already up and running?
So yes, absolutely, that's up and running. And a lot of Catholic bloggers and podcasters don't know that their site has a RSS feed. We want to send traffic not to Allstruck. Allstruck is just a wall, and the idea is that this activity feed will help, you know, boost hits to Catholic bloggers' sites all over the world, so that they can get traffic to their sites. The idea is to promote Catholics doing this great work around the world. So that's basically the idea. And then, of course, there's all sorts of things you can do with Allstruck, from creating photo galleries to creating groups. And we've got a reward system as well. The more active you are in the community, the more points you earn, and the only way to spend points is by buying gifts for your friends. Well, this is not real money, this is virtual money. This is money through activity points. And through those points, you can buy your friend a prayer card, you can send them a box of chocolates, you can send them a Catholic meme.
Oh, that's a clever
idea. So yeah, there's a reward system for... The more active you are, the more points you earn, and the more generous you can be through handing out free gifts.
Now, this isn't trying to be an awkward question, but how, if people come and they think that everything they're getting is Catholic, how can you ensure that it sort of is Catholic?
Okay, so, well, I've just been brainstorming that thoroughly this afternoon. We've actually been brainstorming this for 12 months, but it's very much, you know, the community, if they see something that's not Orthodox, we do have very strict terms and conditions, and we've had to exercise that quite often, where you get people coming on and they're just trying to use it to market their particular product, and then we have to, you know, delete their account. But the idea is to make it a safe, secure place for Catholics that can be trusted. So then we need to moderate it, and we have to find charitable ways of moderating it. We don't want to close someone's account unless they're really doing something that's offensive.
And from the experience I have had in the past with Catholic sites, moderation works best when it's the community themselves. I think you can be overly, toply, heavily sort of anxious about it all, and there is a need to be prudent, but I think at the same time, most of those who are out there that are engaged in this sort of thing are there with good faith, and especially among the younger generation. For me, it's such a sign of hope that youngsters who are engaged in their faith, they don't want wishy-washy nonsense, they want the real deal.
Yeah.
They want a meat and two veg, and they want John Paul II and Pope Benedict's teachings.
Sure. Yeah.
And they have a great fidelity, but I'm conscious of it, particularly in America, but where it's so tough to have faith in the world we're in now, that those who do, it's like God has given them extra graces to see the beauty and the truth of the faith that is Catholic.
Absolutely, so yeah. And as you were saying, yeah, we want the community to moderate it, so anyone in the community can flag content. But, you know, that happens rarely. It's generally people that sign up that are very keen about this idea, and we want to give them an online space, a hub where they can feel very comfortable, they can discover their faith in a new way. So we'll see. It's still early days, and we'll see where the Holy Spirit takes us.
Amen. And I'd just like to, the website is
awestruckglobal.com, but you can just Google the word awestruck and we should come up top of the list.
Top of the list. That is impressive. After only 11 months, awestruck is at the top of the Google list. Thank you very, very much, Norman, for this gift to the church and for all that you're giving of yourself and all that your family is giving. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Take us to us for the most tip-top chats.